This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, Gene Daly's set to take over, but I want to finish these calls up and a few final news items. The crew's given me this story three times the last 2 days, and I should cover it. It shows the absurdity of the vaccine cult. We'll hit that at the start of the next segment. Let's talk to Carlos in Canada. You're on the air. Go ahead, Carlos.
Thank you, Alex. Just want to draw a line which people really should keep in mind when they're pursuing the current abuses of the mRNA vaccines on people. Donald Rumsfeld was the chairman of a company called Gilead Sciences, largest shareholder. Ronald Rumsfeld was behind the Tamiflu medication that didn't work, but which was given to people who received the H1N1 virus, the SARS-1. Okay. SARS-1, SARS-2, SARS-3 were, in fact, three programmed releases. After Donald Rumsfeld, there was a man by the name of George Soros who incorporated a company called Wuxi in the Caribbean. Check his portfolio holdings, and you'll find that that was there. And then Wuxi did a joint venture with Gilead Sciences, the company that manufactures remdesivir. Now, doesn't that sound familiar? Now, if you look through the SARS-1, SARS-2 chronology, and you look at the shareholdings of the various people behind this, then you find your agencies coming right through to what is the old story of creating a disease and then finding a cure that you can sell to everybody that's dying of the disease. Basic story. Why it wasn't stopped in 2007 is why in 2020 you had SARS-2. We must now stop it so that there's no SARS-3 coming down the pipe, because it's all about making money and you know, the old story. The medicines don't work. Quebec, province of Quebec, paid $2 billion to buy this medication, and Canada, per capita, is the largest holder of this new medications that we bought forward to the year 2024-25.
They want control over our bodies, Carlos. Great point.
Thank you, Alex. Another point is that technology should not run the world. You know, the human brain is not a digital computer. All these technologies, one day you and I will talk about this, it's a
failure. Yeah, they want to turn us into machines. The computers are only powerful because we interface with them and give them power. All this AI art is our art scrambled together.
Motherhood will defeat any efforts to make children out of test tubes or bypassing the uterus. It's failure.
It will. They will fail. Thank you, Carlos. Robert in Thailand, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, I'm so excited. They announced the fusion energy breakthrough. There's no way that they had that suppressed technology before.
Yeah, it was in the literature 30 years ago they had that.
Well, you know, similar to you, you know, I have a little bit of exposure to this. My dad actually touched the Hubble telescope. He was in the labs with the security clearance over there. He had to wear a glove, of course, but he worked in Rocky Flats and Northrop Grumman Department of Energy, and gave me a lot of insights growing up. And I didn't necessarily listen to all of it, but some of that stuff is coming to the forefront now. And I wanted to talk about Werner von Braun and his deathbed confession, and then his other prediction, I guess, about Elon, which I just found out about recently, which is really, really weird, where he talks about, you know, you have to have a bad guy to keep everybody in control. There always has to be an enemy to attack or to be afraid of. He said it would progress from one thing to the next. I'm sure you've heard of this one. And then ultimately he would say, oh my God, UAPs, they're a big threat to us. Not as though they could have wiped their butt with us by now if they wanted to, because they're so far ahead in technology, which obviously means they're really, really restrained and they're really, really easygoing because we've been shooting them down. We've been shooting them down. Why would they, you know, sit around waiting if they were violent and a threat? I think people need to look out for that and not listen to that narrative when it comes out.
Don't hang up, Robert. I want to come back and have you finish up your points about Werner von Braun and Elon Musk. I know there's a whole Elon situation, and I'm going to finish up with Patriot. And Barry, got to go quick, though, because Kate Daly always has an amazing show with huge breaking news and incredible guests. She's taking over in like 5 minutes. I'm going to come back, finish up with you callers, and throw the baton to her. Stay with us.
I have an extremely important message to all of my fellow InfoWarriors here in the United States and around the world. We are so excited to announce InfoWars MD. It turns out the top company in the U.S. for supplements is owned by a Patriot. And it turns out they're willing to give us deals that no one else is getting because they want to support InfoWars and keep us on the air. This deal has been a year in the making, and finally the products are being brought to market. Up to 50% off what you get on top national brands that are the highest rated under the InfoWars label, InfoWars MD, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the first of 10 new products at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's turmeric or whether it's joint care or whether it is super greens, we have them all at InfoWarsStore.com under the banner of InfoWars MD. This is the best deal out there, and it keeps InfoWars on the air. InfoWars MD.
And we are now 5 minutes, 6 minutes into hour number four. Kate Daly set to take over, but Robert in Thailand, codify and kind of bring together your comments, because I know about this, Wernher von Braun, the Nazis, Elon Musk. Kind of quantify what you're saying.
Well, you know, I mean, there was this deathbed confession apparently that von Braun made when he, you know, was about to die. And he said, well, you know, there's what's going to happen is they're going to create, to continue the fear-based mind control, there's going to be various threats, including a nuclear threat and then an alien invasion threat. And, you know, obviously he was really close to, you know, high clearances and all, had a lot of sight to that. The next thing was, apparently he predicted that somebody named Elon would be taking us to Mars. I just found out about this in the last few days, and that's just why I couldn't help but call in. And so it's really interesting to look at. And when you listen to his narrative versus kind of...
No, he wrote a science fiction book where a dictator takes over Mars. It's called Elon, yeah.
Yeah, and it's really weird, too, because you have this Greer versus Elizondo debate where Elizondo's making people afraid of the UAPs, and Greer's like, no, that's bull crap. They're using it to make us afraid. I think that's an interesting narrative right there.
I hear you. Great points. Thank you. Barry in Kentucky, the Patriot in Texas. Last callers. Go ahead, Barry.
Hey, Alex. I just want to say something real quick here, and it's easy to start with. It's that Obama is responsible for the degradation of the modern-day man, and at one time and period, American was the complete owner of all the machine tool manufacturing technology. During COVID, most of these companies were bought up. They were liquidated by Italian, Japanese, Chinese companies. And we are now going to see the hurt from that. What that involves is empty classrooms for machining. We need to get kids involved with it. We need to get back to a point in America where we can produce the machines that produce machines. We are hurting because of this fact. And the truth is our technology was stolen. And Obama is responsible for most of it.
I agree. Just like they're shutting off our power supply, our borders, our pipelines, America is under economic attack. Amen to that, brother.
There was a time where America was the leading machine tool manufacturer, and we need to get back to that point.
Hell, we were just 4 years ago, 2 years ago, the number one oil producer, energy producer. Now we're not. We are being shut down. Anything else?
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, God bless everybody, and, you know, let's just do what we can, keep our heads high, and keep one another close to each other that respect each other.
Absolutely. God bless you, Barry. All right, Patriot in Texas, last caller. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I like to say that we live in the end times, and we live in a time of false prophet. And I think they're kind of cutting everybody off section by section. You can kind of see it in real time with the CNN boomers. CNN used to be had some good interviews and some good people. I think they interviewed Orwell. So they get trust from all these people, and they just change on a dial and start shooting their propaganda. But they're so loyal to the old news that used to be truthful that they stick around. Same thing with Fox. I mean, people are so loyal to it because it said some truth. and they're turning on them, and, you know, people are stuck with their loyalty. Same thing with Trump. Everyone, you know, he had great rhetoric, taking down the swamp, said great things, but we see where his interests are with the Pfizer backing, with the Israeli backing, and, I mean, he's the creator of warp speed. So, you know, we got to be open to this information, but also don't be loyal to any of these people because they're false prophets.
No, I agree. We got to be loyal to the truth and promote the truth.
Yes. And don't promote them when they change, you know. Be able to change with them.
Hey, I like DeSantis paneling criminal grand juries on the vaccine makers. Thanks for the call. All right, Kate Daly's going to take over. It's Christmas time. InfoWars needs to stay on the air. We're right on the edge of red and black, right on the edge of being staying on the air. Please support us. We thank you so much. InfoWars is in your hands. It's your decisions, viewers and listeners, whether we're able to continue on. DNA Force Plus is amazing for your telomeres, your body, your cells, your mitochondria. It's still 50% off. Vitamin Fusion is selling out very quickly. It is the best total vitamin, total mineral, amino acid, everything you need. And little scoops you put in water and mix up tastes great for children, adults, old people. Get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got signed and unsigned copies of The Great Reset and the War for the World, my number one New York Times best-selling book. And we've also got the new InfoWars MD with a 95% turmeric and the Libido RX and the CBD full spectrum, highest quality, and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you all for your support. Now, syndicated talk show host Kate Daly takes over.
Thank you, Alex. Really appreciate you. Okay, I've got two incredible guests. We'll get right to them. My first guest is Alex Newman. My second guest is Pam Bartha. And so we have so much to talk about, two incredibly different topics today. Alex Newman, award-winning journalist, you know who he is, educator, author, consultant with The New American and a multitude of media outlets. So a few weeks ago, he attended what I call the, I just call him now like the 666th global meeting of evil. And so I don't know what else to say anymore. I mean, they keep meeting and they keep making well-laid plans for us. Alex attended in person, and I cannot wait to hear what happened with the interviews of the religious leaders and afterwards and what happened at this event. Welcome, Alex Newman. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's so great to be here. Thank you so much, Penn.
Thank you so much, Alex. Really appreciate it. So you have to tell me about this meeting. Let's sum this up and talk about the attendance. You know, what is it like to attend one of these globalist thug meetings? I have to know.
I actually finished my major article, just first person, you know, what is it like to attend one of these late last night at about 3 a.m. So that'll be in the next issue of The New American. But the whole time I'm there, I've got this circus music playing in the background. I mean, it is so ridiculous. The problem is it's also, you know, terrifying circus situation. You've got presidents. I mean, you have over 125 presidents and prime ministers are there, including Joe Biden. You've got John Kerry running around like, you know, Santa Claus on crystal meth, throwing around American money and promises for bigger funding streams. And it really is like a cult-like environment, Kate. They had over 40 religious ceremonies there where they say they're bringing together the religions of the world. They unveiled a new Ten Commandments. The UN actually called for, before this meeting, a new system of ethics and morality to try to take into account taking proper care of Mother Earth. And they wound up with another one of these huge agreements that, for the first time ever, commits Americans to pay climate reparations. Basically, John Kerry pled guilty on our behalf. Every hurricane, every storm, every drought, every flood, it's your fault because, you know, your grandpa had a car and you know, ran trains and things like that. So hugely significant meeting, Kate. Americans were kept totally in the dark about it, I think, because if they knew what was happening here, they would revolt and pull the plug on this thing. But it really is. It's a combination of, you know, scary and hilarious to be at these things. It's very bizarre.
I can't even imagine. Tell me a little bit about the religious, the meetings with the religious leaders. What was said?
Yeah, I think that was really the most significant part of this whole meeting. That, for me, was the big takeaway here is that, you know, they've already got all the governments of the world on board. Klaus Schwab is, of course, bringing, through the World Economic Forum, bringing the business leaders of the world on board. And Peter Drucker, the management guru that trained people like Rick Warren, right, the mega church pastor out in California. He always said that if you want to have really significant major global changes, you've got to have the three-legged stool. So governments, business, and the religions of the world. And so that's what was happening. You had this huge interfaith movement there where they brought together leaders of, you know, self-proclaimed leaders of Judaism, Islam, Hinduism. They flew in a shaman from the Amazon rainforest to represent indigenous spirituality. They had all these different denominations of Christians. You know, the Vatican had an emissary there, different evangelical branches. The Orthodox were well represented there. And they're basically saying, you know, we all kind of believe the same thing, especially about Mother Earth. So we're going to usher in these new Ten Commandments. And as fate or coincidence or divine providence would have it, whatever you choose to believe, I ran into the ringleaders of this thing, the people that actually walked up to Mount Sinai and smashed the new Ten Commandments and got an exclusive 40-minute interview with them. I encourage people to check it out. But one of the things that one of the organizers told me, the CEO of the Peace Department, he says, you know, yeah, we got some bad publicity about the new Ten Commandments. So this is an addendum to the Ten Commandments, not a new Ten Commandments. He said, we're working on the third covenant and we're going to usher in heaven on earth.
We're going to come right back a little bit more with Alex Newman. I've got to hear more about this. I mean, you just can't believe it, right? This is insane. And coming up with the new Ten Commandments, I guess that doesn't even shock me anymore because these people are so crazy. Be right back on the Alex Jones Show.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com. You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Back here with you on the Alex Jones Show, I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. My first guest is Alex Newman, filling us in on the meeting. What did they pen it this time? United Nations COP27 Climate Change Summit. And, of course, they had the audacity to do this on Mount Sinai. And so you're there, you're talking to these religious leaders, Alex, and I want to hear more. I'm sure they had shocking things to say. There's no doubt in my mind.
They really did. And, you know, this CEO of the Peace Department, when he said that this addendum to the Ten Commandments was the prelude to, they said they're working on the Third Covenant and that this was going to allow us to usher in the real kingdom of heaven here on earth. I mean, to me, it sounded like nails on a chalkboard, right? And then as they're continuing, I had all four of them here. And the next one tells me, yeah, we've got to mobilize religious communities, right? As if, you know, our religions are just tools for these people to bring us on board the UN climate bandwagon. And again, they had almost 40 religious events at this COP27 summit with major representatives from almost all the world's major religions. And what's happening here is a process that's been underway for a long time. The UN has actually been funding a lot of this. So is our State Department. They have an organization called Religions for Peace. And this is, again, funded by the UN, funded by George Soros, funded by the Rockefellers, by the U.S. State Department, et cetera. And in 2019, they came up with this agreement. It got almost no attention at all, but it kind of laid the foundation for what came, that they're going to create an alliance of virtue where all religions basically have the same ideas and virtues and beliefs. And so we'll focus on what unites us. And they actually said that we commit to human development as outlined in UN Agenda 2030, the Sustainable Development Goals. And so this was the big theme at the COP27 conference. All the religions of the world need to join up with the UN to save Mother Earth. What I found out as I was digging into this, all these different shadowy groups that are involved in this, Kate, they're being funded by foundations that everybody should know about. One of them is the Fetzer Institute. This is a foundation that was established by a very wealthy individual, a disciple of Alice Bailey, who is the, of course, the founder of the Lucifer Publishing Company, et cetera. She's very, very popular with UN elites. In fact, the guy who wrote the World Core Curriculum, Assistant Secretary General Robert Mueller, said that the World Core Curriculum, he's the father of global education. He said this needs to be taught in every school in the world. He said it's based on the teachings of Alice Bailey and this demon that she was communicating with, that she called it an ascended master. And I know this stuff sounds bonkers, okay, but this is what Alice Bailey believed. She was channeling these spiritual entities that were telling her about the coming new age and the one world government and the one world religion where everybody was going to be unified. Another one of the big funders was the Henry Luce Foundation. They are one of the big financiers of the Interfaith Center for Sustainable Development, which was one of the key organizers of all this, and also of the Elijah Institute, the world religious leaders, as they call themselves. And Henry Luce, for those who don't remember, was the founder of Time Magazine, founder of Life Magazine, one of the major players in the CIA's Operation Mockingbird, where the CIA was putting journalists on the payroll and having them propagandize and lie to the American people. He was also a member of the Skull and Bone Secret Society that John Kerry was a member of, that George Bush, actually Bush is going back several generations, and he was called, get this, and this is in the mainstream media, he was called by his fellow bonesmen Baal, which is, of course, the, you know, the demon god of the Canaanites that likes child sacrifice and these types of things. So you don't have to dig very far, Kate, to find a really nasty, diabolical underbelly to this whole one world religion, new Ten Commandments movement. And it was really on full display at this conference.
Well, they're not afraid to show us who they are, for certain. And that is really telling. Everybody should take that in. My grandmother used to say, when they show you who you really are, who they really are, believe them. And they have no problem showing you the crazy, the freak flag, and telling you what they believe in. So really the only unifier for all the religions, which makes no sense, is the love for Mother Earth, the worship for Mother Earth that replaces God, right?
That's exactly right, Kate. One of the rabbis who was one of the leaders of this, you know, he was purporting to represent Judaism, although, you know, I know plenty of Jews who were absolutely aghast at this. But he gave me, on camera, a copy of his Eco-Bible, okay? It's the eco-perspective on the Hebrew Scriptures. And he actually quoted Genesis for me. And, you know, again, it was like nails on a chalkboard. He said, yeah, God put the human being in the garden to serve it. I'm like, what? God didn't put us here to serve the garden. So I looked up every major English translation. There's no translation that says God put people here to serve the creation, much less to worship the creation. But this is the kind of ideology among these UN people and religious people that think we all need to come on board with saving Mother Earth and ultimately worshiping the creation rather than the creator.
I can't even imagine the amount of darkness that was there. I can't even imagine what you were feeling when you were there.
It's so thick, Kate, you can cut it with a knife. You know, you can't explain it to somebody who hasn't experienced it. Like, you just feel it's oppressive, it's dark, you know, it's wicked. And, you know, a lot of these people are true believers. They're quite literally drinking the Kool-Aid, right? I mean, they are fully on board, and they think that, yeah, we need to start, you know, bowing down to the creation and saving Mother Earth by enslaving human beings and putting the UN in charge of basically every aspect of our lives. They really believe this stuff, and it's scary. I think they are really being deluded. They are under this mass delusion. But you know what's really ironic, Kate, is the cult leaders themselves, you know they don't believe this stuff, right? And you can prove this very simply. If they truly believed that carbon dioxide was this dangerous toxic pollution, which, of course, that's the gas we exhale, CO2 emissions from human beings is like less than 1% of all the greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. But if they really believed that this was going to destroy the planet, the last thing in the world they would want to do is shut down American industry, shut down European industry, and ship all our jobs, ship all our manufacturing over to China. China already emits like 300% of all the CO2 that all the Western world combined emits. A unit of economic production in China emits drastically more CO2 than that same unit of economic production in the United States. And yet all these clowns are celebrating and toasting because they're shutting down our industry, shutting down our factories, and moving them to China. That's how you know that they don't believe this lie themselves that really underpins this entire fraud gate.
As they flew all their jets in. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, it's getting worse, and they're kind of, yeah, they're throwing Greta to the curb, and now they have sexy Sophia, the millennial, to sell this messaging to us. You know, Greta and her little, you're ruining my childhood. And so it's really amazing what they're putting out there. But what they're putting out there is truly who they are. So believe every second of it, because they have no problem showing us. I hope people don't put their heads in the sand anymore on this. And I hope they realize what we're up against. If you have the audacity to form a new Ten Commandments and want to go to Mount Sinai, not just rules for your convention, but 10 new commandments, we have a problem, don't we? Wow.
We really do, Kate. And when you really boil it down, their moral system, and, you know, again, the UN Development Program put out a major report right ahead of the conference as a preparation for it, saying that the ethical and moral system that evolved with mankind is no longer adequate to, you know, saving the planet. So they actually said in plain English, we need a new moral code to live by. And, you know, when you look at the essence of this moral code, it really is a total inversion of the real moral code that God delivered to mankind through Moses at Sinai, et cetera. Right? They regard population control and abortions and you know, lowering the population of people on the planet as a godly thing to do because it saves Mother Earth. They want to undermine our private property rights and take our wealth, which, of course, God said, thou shalt not steal. It's really a total inversion of true morality. And yet they are, you know, pedal to the metal as fast as we can. Right. Let's take away people's freedom. And we got to watch out. This is incredibly significant.
Alex Newman, thank you for joining me. Go to The New American for more on this. He wrote a wonderful piece. Thanks, Alex. Really appreciate you.
InfoWars' secret weapon is finally here. It's a secret weapon for your immune system, for your stamina, for your energy, for your way of life, for your libido. And it also keeps InfoWars on the air. And I almost forgot, you save at least 50% on these products for what you'd pay for similar products or the exact same products in stores around the country. That's because we go right to the highest quality manufacturer in the nation that supplies some of the top names. They then give us the best deal out there because the owner is a listener. We're able to bring it to you with massive discounts. You're not going to find 1,000 milligram high quality CBD for anywhere near the price we sell it. You're not going to find it the 10 milligram or the 20 milligram. You're not going to find turmeric at 95% curcuminoid at the price we're selling it. You're not going to find any of this anywhere near that. These similar formulas or the same formulas sell for up to 200% more than we're selling these. InfoWars MD, now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, a true 360 win.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. A big thank you to Alex Newman. My next guest, I had to bring her to you today because her information is so fascinating, so helpful, and so mind-blowing, really. In fact, we've been doing a lot of work on, and I've been exposing a lot on so many things with the medical cabal, right? We're hearing about this a lot, and in the wake of the last 3 years, the one good thing that's come out of this, if there is a good thing, is that we are now realizing what a cabal it truly is, right? And it never fought the socialization of it, and what a horrid organization it now is in our lives. While so many of us are in illnesses that only came about from, you know, the last few decades, and so many of us are suffering. Pam Bartha is my guest, and she's got amazing information. She is a wellness champion, founder of LiveDiseaseFree.com, and wellness expert from British Columbia, Canada. A coach, a speaker. So glad to have you on, Pam. How are you?
Thank you so much, Kate. I'm so honored to be on your program.
Well, you know, Alex's program exposes a lot of truth, and I'm happy about that and happy to share you because you talk about parasites. You were diagnosed with MS really early on in your 20s, and you went on a discovery, on a journey to find what was wrong. Talk to us about parasites, because I don't think people realize how crucial this information is.
Right. So I was 28 years old, and I thought I was a really healthy young mom. Never been sick in my life. Just had regular checkups with your doctor. I was raising a young family. And then one day I started to lose all the vision in my left eye. And within 3 days, it was like I had a black patch on my eye. Because it was such a severe case of optic neuritis, I was rushed to the University MS Hospital Clinic, the best in Canada on the West Coast. And there they diagnosed me with multiple sclerosis, and I didn't even know what it was. We didn't have any family members, and so you think you're so healthy, and then all of a sudden, one minute you are, and the next minute you're not. And that led me on this journey. That's where it started. And at first, I was told by the experts there was no hope for me, that I would be completely disabled in time, that they didn't know what caused multiple sclerosis. And this was 34 years ago. And today, they still are no closer to knowing what causes MS, and there is no cure. So long story short, my mother-in-law gave me a book on integrative health. There were actually doctors over 34 years ago, a few of them, that wrote books about how parasites in the body can cause all chronic disease, not just multiple sclerosis. So that started my journey because I had never heard about that. And just to be clear, with parasites, it's not just worms. It can be different types of fungi. It can be different types of protists and different disease-causing bacteria and, of course, worms, big and small. So through 34 years of research and journey, we learned about Candida years ago. Many of your listeners probably know about Candida. Then we learned about the Lyme infections, definitely chronic Lyme infections being part of chronic disease. And more recently, we've discovered that there are many other parasites, like different sizes of worms. There's research with multiple sclerosis that they're finding little roundworms in the spinal fluid of every MS patient that one pathologist studied. And he also found developing tapeworms in the central nervous system of MS patients. So the really good research, and there's not a lot of it, but the good research is showing that we have dysbiosis. The sicker we are, the more out of balance we are and infested. So those of us that have MS, PLS, Parkinson's, all of those horrible chronic diseases, we're infested. We're kind of late stage. And so you can't just treat one parasite. You have to use a holistic approach, and you have to treat the parasites. And as you mentioned, our healthcare system a long time ago decided not to treat parasites. They decided there's a lot more money in immunosuppressive drugs to suppress our immune system, to keep us on these drugs forever. So this is the world that I've been living in for many years in understanding just suppressed.
You've been helping people all over the world, and we're talking cancer. Dr. Lee Merritt has talked about this lately, too, and so many diseases that sort of attack, and they say there's no cure to them. They don't know what to do for all these endless decades. Here we are in the year 2022, and they still don't know. It's such a big mystery. We all have parasites in us, all different kinds of parasites from what we eat and everything else that is coming at us. And other countries, they do cleansings of parasites, and we even deworm our dogs, right? You know, once, twice a year. But we're never taught to do this. We don't even think about this. And the doctors, if you mention this to doctors, they have a blank face. It's like they don't know even what to say about it other than to just dismiss it. It's insane.
That's right. So we're stuck in a situation where our practitioners, even integrative, they're not really skilled at recognizing, identifying. They don't have good tests. all of them are told that you have to go to an underdeveloped country to get a parasite, but they're all around us. They're in our soil. They're on the produce that comes. They're in our pets. They're like passed from person to person, even eating in a restaurant if somebody's preparing your food. Like, you can't avoid them. You have to learn how to live with them. And if you are sick, you have to restore balance. And that's how you can recover from chronic disease and not have to live on these horrible immunosuppressive drugs.
Right. You help people at livediseasefree.com, and I want to keep giving that out because I want people to get help, and I want them to think, hey, you know, this might be something that they need to do. It affects so much. We didn't have chronic fatigue before we had the vaccine program. We didn't have all of these diseases that suddenly cropped up in the 1950s and onward, and all this autoimmune going on. And your feeling is that parasites, There are many parasites that can be behind this, right?
Yes, there's many different, thousands of different types of parasites that can be involved in chronic disease. So it really depends when we lost our natural defense. So many of us, including myself, we were on a lot of antibiotics. They can save lives, absolutely. But the overuse of antibiotics is probably the single greatest factor that really disrupts our ecosystem inside of us, that health-promoting microbes that protect us, that act as our natural defense. Then we are susceptible to whatever parasites are in our environment, and we don't know that this is happening, and so then we just carry on with our life, and we have high stress, and we eat lots of carbs, and so many environmental factors bring us to the place of chronic disease.
And we have a horrible diet. We're over here in America where they don't ever talk about this. This is never even mentioned at your nearest hospital, right? That you might have parasites that are causing these things. Parasites in the brain, parasites all over. And there's all different ways to cleanse different parasites too. But they don't offer this up. So I'm thinking about the American diet. I'm thinking about how unhealthy and really fat we are, right? Because everybody's fat. And I'm thinking, this is, we're never going to look at the truth of really what's going on in our bodies and be able to heal what's happening. What we're doing is we're suffering. We're going in for chemo to annihilate our body even more, right? And we're buying into pharma. And it's a very deceptive industry because they want a lifelong client. And we are certainly serving that up. Cancer went from 1 in 3 to 1 in 2 now. We are not going in the right direction. And if vaccines were helpful and all these things were helpful, we would have been. We would have been going in a great direction. We're not. There's solid proof of that. And I've talked about that a lot on this show. But this is huge. This is interesting. If you're suffering from these things, I would get some help from Pam, and I would look into the parasites, because there's so much that they can do with the kinds of parasites. And that's what you've been working with for years with people, is to try to help them understand the kinds of parasites they're dealing with. And we don't realize there's thousands of them, right, in our bodies.
Yes, and some parasites like to live in different parts of the body. So we can't just start treating them. We first support the body. We first want to be feeling better. And diet, as you mentioned, really important. Like, the North American diet is so high in processed carbs, and that is their favorite food. That is what, it's like putting gas on a fire, and that's what causes our symptoms. And we're, you know, going into the holidays right now, and so people are going to be loading up on sugar and sweets, and then they feel so horrible after, and they don't know why.
And sickly. Everybody's getting sick and they wonder why, and everybody thinks they're catching something. I disagree. I think that this is one of our biggest issues, and we don't even realize it. If we're going to go deworm our dogs, why don't we deworm ourselves? My gosh, it's like insanity once you start thinking about it. I'm going to come right back with the great Pam Bartha from livediseasefree.com. Stay with us on the Alex Jones Show. You're going to love this.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535, 802-341-4535, 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Here with you on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. So glad to be with you, and it's these two remarkable guests. I'm so glad we can get filled in on both topics today, because let me tell you, this topic is huge. The great Pam Bartha joins me from livediseasefree.com, where you can go get some help with this, because she's a really caring person, and I love this, because if there's anything that has come out of 2020 and the big COVID bloated lie, is the fact that they're showing themselves, right? We get to see now firsthand the lying. And so I hope that drives people to the truth even more than it ever has before. So that might be the great thing that comes out of the last 3 years, is finally understanding how much has been suppressed. There have been medications suppressed for cancer, all kinds of things going on. And there are things that you wouldn't be able to say anywhere else. Right, Pam? I mean, because there are many forums that I think wouldn't even have you or let you say these things that have been suppressed. You can say them here, though. And I love that. So talk to me about that.
And I just really want to thank you so much, Kate, for helping. You're such a truth teller, and so is Alex and InfoWar, your whole team. And I appreciate it so much because there has been such great suppression to keep this information from the general public, to keep this information from our practitioners. And it's time. It's time that we need to bring this out. There is so much suffering going on. We cannot financially sustain our healthcare systems. We don't want our current healthcare systems. We need a holistic approach. We need to treat the cause. We need to allow people to get their health and their life back because healthcare is actually quite simple. It is not as complicated as the system that we have in place right now.
So true. So true. And there have been the suppression of things. We have noticed that through the years, all you had to do is a little research. It's really easy to find. There are many, many things that that the minute they were understood, boy, those people were run out of the country and went, in fact, to Brazil. I wish we could be a little more Brazil right now with everything going on. But I'm looking at our whole medical institution and this cabal. Everything's coming from the NIH. So when you go in and you say, hey, could it be a parasite? Could it be this? I've talked about poisoning on the show. I've talked about chemical poisoning. I've talked about all kinds of things, things that it can actually be seen under a microscope. And this is one of them. You have a lot of parasites in your system and some more active than others and some on an active journey to destroy you, right? And so you see these chronic diseases become more and more debilitating. And why do we not think that that could be a parasite and maybe even, you know, addressed as a parasite and actually do that? It couldn't hurt us. And so it's interesting when people finally find this information, isn't it, Pam? It's like being set free.
It just, a light bulb goes off and they're like, oh my gosh, finally, this makes so much sense. And this affects everything. It in fact affects infertility. It affects mental health. It affects migraines. It affects like even weight gain and obesity and just living at our ideal weight. It affects every aspect of our health in different ways, depending on which parasites we have, how out of balance we are. Absolutely.
We accept things. You brought up when we talked before, you brought up menopause and you brought up all these things and we accept the suffering that goes along with it. And you said, you know, we accept suffering that I don't think we have to accept. There could be other answers. And so when people treat these things, when they go after the actual parasites causing it, they are not a mystery. And this is why this information is so vital today for so many listening, because I don't think they think about it. I don't think most people do. I didn't think about this. And could it be that parasite that's getting bigger and bigger and bigger and invading, invading, invading? And that is why you have this degenerative process for years and years and years that becomes worse with absolutely no answers. But we accept suffering. We don't have to accept a lot.
That's absolutely true. Our body is a miracle. It knows genetically how to operate, and all we have to do is support it in very simple ways. Make sure we're getting enough nutrition and living a healthy lifestyle. But the one piece that's really missing for most people is how to correct the microbes that live in their body, how to restore balance. And that's really the key that really helps us. And you actually have to treat these parasites. They don't go away. They love living in our body if we end up with them because it's warm, moist, lots of food. And so it's perfect grounds for them to grow and thrive. And so we actually have to do a little bit of work at knocking them back, bringing back the good microbes, and then managing that. And that's why I've been able to live 34 years MS-free.
That's amazing. Really and truly. I hope people are stopped in their tracks by that. And how long does it take to cleanse? How long does it take for that process?
It depends on the person. If somebody is pretty healthy and they have gut issues, it might be that 3 months, and they're also treating 3 to 6 months, and they've restored enough balance. Again, we can't sterilize ourselves from these parasites, but we reduce them enough in our body so that we are symptom-free and we have a lot of energy and we have a lot of vitality. For somebody who's been in a wheelchair for 30 years or 20 years, like, I can never promise full recovery, but sometimes after a year of treating, they're starting to come out of their wheelchairs. We've had a lot of people that have been able to come out of their wheelchairs, no longer using scooters, going back to work. It's so incredibly exciting. So I wish we could get more interest in studying this and helping our practitioners to treat the parasites, because there is so much recovery that we can have that we didn't know was possible.
Oh, it's such good news. It really is. And when you look at these things, you know, I know that a lot of people are saying what is the drug, fembenzinol, or they use this with animals, but there's, I think, human versions too, right? But that only goes after one parasite.
Right.
One
so
kind, right?
People are desperate, and there's forums where they're trying a couple of different parasite drugs, and that is not a smart approach. Number one, you have to use the right treatment for the parasites you have, and you want to use an effective dose. If you're using very minimal doses, you can make these parasites resistant, and then that treatment is no longer going to help you in the future. And so you want to use them short term and at the right dose and in a cycle, so that as they're laying eggs, some of these roundworms can lay 100,000 eggs in a day. So you want to cycle through. Yeah, and you need support, because these are medical drugs. Like, we found that we cannot recover well enough, especially with chronic disease, just using the herbs. And so we use a holistic approach, like all the lifestyle things important in diet. But then we use antimicrobial herbs. We use parasite drugs, the ones we test well for, and oxidizing agents like oxygen type therapies. So those three things work really well together.
The things that you can see under a microscope, bacteria, fungi, parasites, and it's interesting to me that they shy away from those more and then just go after virus. The virus is invisible unless you mix it in a vat with disease in order to see it. Now, tell me if that makes sense. So, but everything is a virus. Everything is a virus. Ever since Johns Hopkins took over our medical cabal, that is the answer for everything. And I do hope people rethink their health. I hope they look for avenues like this. I hope they go after parasites. I hope that they are willing and open to investigate other options, because I don't think it's right for the medical cabal to say, well, it's a big, huge mystery, and we have some drugs to address the suffering. You'll even get more side effects, and we can't cure you, and, you know, that's it. And we're in the year 2022. It makes no sense.
Nothing has changed in 34 years. We still don't know what causes all chronic disease. There is still no cure. And in just even in the MS world, the newer drugs are like $100,000 per year. So we have these big medical industries where there is so much money involved, and people are suffering so terribly. It's got to stop.
It has to stop. And that's why I wanted to have you on today, Pam, because if we can get this information, if we can understand a little bit more about our bodies and what's going on and what's causing these things, it makes perfect sense to me. All the stuff we digest, all the things in those vials with those shots. I mean, come on. We don't know what's really in it, do we? And so I can't imagine ponying ourselves up for more shots, more flu shots, all of these things, and not really understanding what's in it. Even Dr. Judy Mikovits was warning that, hey, all regulations are off now. They can put anything in it. And if we can understand and address our health in a better way, then this works for people, and this information is vital. LiveDiseaseFree.com is the website, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I love this. Pam Bartha, you're a warrior in health, and I love my warriors in health, because those are the people I trust. You know, I got my husband out of the hospital very, very quickly after that third day. You say no to experimental drugs like remdesivir. You say no to their shots, obviously, that are causing what they're causing. And we start looking for the actual issues and problems in our health. Pam Bartha, you are fantastic. Thank you. LiveDiseaseFree.com. LiveDiseaseFree.com. I just love good information. I love truthful information. Thank you, Pam. Really appreciate you coming on the Alex Jones Show today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.